8 o'clock, Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles, the Jim Davis Show, all over the Western Slope, here in the Valley, 101.1 FM, 1340, on your AM dial, for Delta, Olathe, Montrose, Highway 50. Morning, Hotchkiss and Cedar Edge, 102.1 FM, and online all the time at theteam1340.com, where you can also go and find interviews from this program at our Twitter page, Facebook, and also the website as well. And we're working on improving our efficiency in the total show download. We've had some hiccups there. We think we have a remedy for that.
I am now in charge.
That'd be you. So
said nobody ever. A remedy for a problem is more me.
In this case, it's the remedy to the problem. So go to theteam1340.com. Once again, thanks again to everybody that played Brackapalooza.
Yeah.
And we're not going to announce any winners or anything today because we go through another company that actually does this and through our promotions department. So we don't want to confirm anything that can't be officially confirmed yet. So keep that in mind. But
or backed up with facts. You know, we don't want to do that.
Exactly. But you have time today. If we're blowing through all the golfers, though.
Yeah, you're going to...
Anybody taken Happy Gilmore yet?
No. But there's all the Bubbas are still left on the board.
Oh,
Bubba
really?
Bubba Simpson, Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Watson, you mean?
Bubba Watson, whatever. All the Bubbas. Any Bubba you want.
Bubba Wallace, normally known for his ability to drive a race car, but... Maybe he's a good golfer too. I don't. Maybe he's playing
not doing
the Masters
anything this weekend. Is he?
I don't know. Maybe he's playing the Masters.
If he misses
this weekend
the cut, he can still race on Sunday.
Sure, why not? But it's our GJ Golf Masters contest where you send in a golfer's name. Please send in your name though, first and last name.
Yes.
And we will let you know if a golfer has already been taken.
Yep.
The Dustin Johnsons, the Jordan Spieths, the Phil Mickelsons. Those guys are long gone.
Let's put it this way:
you're digging deep now.
If you're not in yet, your golfer's probably already taken.
Yes.
Let's just assume that. Jamie put in CT Pan. I had to Google because I thought he was just making up a name. Turns out he wasn't.
Going deep.
He said he finished in the top 10 last year. It's like, okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
So the winner.
People I don't know.
And we're doing this. I don't know if we even are going to be able to do it through tomorrow at 10 because I think everybody's going to be gone by then. Might be just today.
Yeah.
But we'll still take names up and through, you know, through 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
On the text line only, please.
Yeah, Chichi Rodriguez, he's still available. Jack, you know, he's still available.
What about Arnold Palmer?
Arnold's still available.
Don't know how well he's going to do.
Yep.
Tiger.
Faldo.
Tiger's still there.
Tiger's still there. Ernie.
Andy North.
Ernie Els. VJ Singh.
Maybe Andy's going to...
These are all still available.
You know, get out of the analyst chair and...
Mm-hmm.
Go grab his clubs and grab his sticks and go out and play.
David Ferretti, he's still available.
David Ferretti.
He's still on the board.
We'd prefer you suggest a name, though, that's an actual active tour player.
You may have a better shot taking David Ferretti or Tiger, but, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut.
Never know. But the winner will get a sweet Callaway Epic driver from GJ Golf. Located over by Fisher's Liquor Barn. Stop by and see Ty and the folks over there today.
Play with that club. You should get better at golf.
I would think so. At least better off the tee.
Yeah. For me, the problem isn't necessarily if I were to use that club, it would be that the ball traveled farther, but it's still OB. It's not gonna help with my slice. It's just gonna make it go farther.
Which you can only say, hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Didn't hit it very straight, but man, I hit it really, really far. So get your golfer in today. Also, our Qdoba question of the day today. We're expecting the announcement from Major League Baseball that the All-Star game will be moved from Atlanta to Coors Field. Still set for July 13th. We don't know how many people will be allowed into Coors Field to watch it, but... Will you feel comfortable enough to go there? If you can get tickets to it, will you go to the All-Star game? Text or call us today. Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line serving your breakfast until 10:30 this morning
now,
over at Rimrock.
I want you to pre-read this tweet. See if you want to read this on the air. because Peter Gammons put out a kind of a funny tweet in relation to awarding the All-Star Game movement to the Rockies. And the
I'm
going to
read this.
Jeff
Come
Ryan.
On. Go Come ahead. On. I'm going to read this.
Have at it.
There is something left dangling when baseball demonstrates courage in taking the All-Star Game from Atlanta for Human Rights than handing it to an ownership that could be charged with malpractice.
Yeah.
Ouch. Peter Gammons.
Yeah, bringing the fire.
Ouch.
Old Pete.
Ouch. Peter. Ow. We're just trying to be happy that we're going to get it. Well, we'll get into this more in a little bit. Quickly, though, does it bother you the way Colorado's getting it? Because, look, the Rockies organization, they've been lobbying, positioning themselves for a while to get an All-Star game. And that was one of the reasons why there's Colorado made sense, because they've said, hey, what about us? What about us? And so they feel like it's going to be easier for a franchise that's been wanting the All-Star game, mm-hmm. has been kind of preparing for that possibility, and now here it is, and that the Rockies organization's there ready to take on the All-Star game being moved to Coors Field. Do you like the way they're getting it?
No.
I'm thrilled for Colorado baseball fans. You know, I'm thrilled for us that we get a chance to...
The what, you know, I like.
Exactly.
Getting the All-Star game, sure. The why and the how, I'm not really thrilled
and
about.
And this isn't an indictment on why Major League Baseball...
Nope. Has nothing to do with why.
And that's a murky thing, because they have, you know, Major League Baseball, like the NBA, they have a relationship with, mm-hmm. with China in regard to some companies... Right.
It's not clear cut.
It's not yet. So it's a very murky,
yeah,
thing.
And not to get into that, but this All-Star game, when it's looked back on with, oh, the All-Star game was in Colorado in 2021. Yeah, but
it's going to be
a yeah, but Atlanta got it taken, or yeah, but it's the only one, you know, it's this.
It
or
has
it's
the asterisk
that.
Next to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Peter Gammons also, what he tweets is also right.
Yeah.
The Rockies don't deserve an All-Star game with the way this team is managed and ran from the ownership on down. They don't deserve the All-Star game. We'll take it. I'll take it.
Sure,
and I'll enjoy it.
That's why, but I wish it was under. They just got awarded to them.
On merit.
On merit, for all the right reasons.
Yep.
That was clear-cut that the organization deserved it. They positioned themselves to host another All-Star game, and that time had come, and as opposed to just being, well, they're the backup plan.
Yeah, they're plan B. Who
right.
knows if they're even plan B? You know, who knows how many teams are like, yeah, we don't really want this on this whole, the back end of this whole decision. We don't really want to be part of that. How many teams were like, yeah, no, and then Dick Monfort's like, yeah, whatever, we're winning 100 games this year, let's do it.
Like I said, I'm glad we're getting it. I just wish it was under different circumstances that Colorado was going to get mm-hmm. the All-Star game for a second time.
Because there's always there's the yeah, but.
Yeah, there's the, well, it's because mm-hmm. Major League Baseball had issues with the voting law changes in Georgia. They pulled the game from there. And I've read a lot of ridiculous stuff that, well, if the Braves make the playoffs, which good chance that they will again, well, they're going to pull
they
other playoff
score
games.
Some runs first.
They're going to pull other playoff games out of Georgia. Like, come on, stop it. Come on. Let's pump the brakes
on
some of that. That's ridiculous.
A lot of hyperbole going around with this decision, but there's also a lot of what exactly are you trying to prove with Major League Baseball? You know what I mean?
Like I said, they're...
It's murky.
The NBA, they have a relationship with China and Chinese businesses, and... If you know, that's a country that has a lot of human rights violations. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah.
And some of the same stuff that the NBA ran into. You know, it's you can't say, okay, we're for human rights and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, and then you deal with a country that is notorious.
And for baseball, it's not even China. It's Cuba. It's Venezuela. It's American countries.
But they do have a relationship with,
oh,
I believe, a Chinese company in regard to some tech stuff that they're doing
100%,
for Major League Baseball.
But where they get some of their players,
right.
There's been these worries for generations about, you know, human rights, but we will mine their countryside for baseball players. So baseball's not really
poor living conditions in the Dominican Republic.
Not ever really been clear on this,
yeah.
And they just made it kind of worse, and then they drop it into Coors Field. Like, here you guys go, and we're supposed to be like, yay!
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
This is weird.
But will you go? Will you go if you can get tickets, and do you feel comfortable going?
I probably wouldn't go. Not because of the uncomfortable. I don't know if I would enjoy the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Right.
I would want to go if it was like back the way it was in 1998.
Yeah.
I'd go when it was excitement. Derby. Yeah.
Sure.
The Derby would be fun. But, I mean, I have
Futures
to
game? Yeah, I'd go to the Futures
game. I have to think about it a little bit whether or not I would want to go. It's a possibility. I can't say that I'm a lock. Yep. Count me there. Coors Field, July 13th for the All-Star Game.
Because half of the fun of, well, also I won't be able to go. I'll be competing in my own tournament.
No. That's true.
For me, the draw of the All-Star Game is the TV stuff, right? It's the interviews with the players while they're playing the game.
Right.
It's commercials. It's players mic'd up, whatever, you know, the mics on the bases, which I've kind of come around.
That's about
on.
The All-Star Game itself. The rest of it, if you're going to go there, it's the fan experience. Yeah. It's those things. Like the Futures game. It's the Derby. It's the other interactive right. fan experiences that you have when you go to an All-Star game.
And this is where I don't like a packed house.
Yeah.
I like a little...
Regardless of COVID.
Right. I like a little space. Right?
Sure.
I don't need one person next to me and then somebody I'm with or another stranger on the other side. We're all touching. I don't need that.
Right.
COVID, no COVID, whatever. I like a little bit of space.
All right. So we got some thoughts on it today about going to the All-Star game. Will you go to the All-Star game if you're allowed to? I mean, if it depends on the number of people... We don't know what the attendance is going to look like for it, what the state's going to allow, so keep that in mind. Text or call us, Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, 970-242-1340. Want to get to some NFL news this morning. Mentioned that Sam Darnold, gone. Darnold gets traded from the Jets to the Carolina Panthers. So Darnold goes to Carolina. Jets get, you know, in return for Darnold, the number 3 overall pick, of course, don't forget 2018. And the Jets were surprised he was there. It was supposed to be a great relationship with him being then, you know, their next great quarterback. The Jets get 3 picks for Darnold, who was the 3rd overall pick in that 2018 draft. They get a 6th rounder in this year's draft, a 2nd rounder, and a 4th rounder in 2022. So the Jets are expected to take most likely Zach Wilson. So what does this mean for the Broncos in regard to Darnold now? Because remember, we talked about a lot. Could the Broncos make the decision to trade for Sam Darnold, bring him in to challenge the lock for the starting job? This is now off the table. So the impact is this now really, it does kind of open up for the Broncos to potentially draft a quarterback. Because, for example, Jags most likely will take Trevor Lawrence. Number one, gone. Zach Wilson, this guarantees now the Jets will take a quarterback. It most likely will be BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. There's 2 gone. The Niners, remember, they made the deal with the Dolphins. They now have the 3rd pick.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that it's going to be Mac Jones. I'm not so sure. Reading some of Kyle Shanahan's comments,
it feels like Justin Fields to me.
It feels like he wants, or maybe Trey Lance, a more mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
But there are people who think that that's a bit of a shell game and it's probably going to be Mac Jones, the Alabama quarterback.
But I've seen a lot of, oh, if you want the biggest, the strongest, the fastest, the best arm in the draft, it's Justin Fields.
Right.
And
we're going to get to Fields in a moment, by the way, some of the talk about him. So we'll say it's Mac Jones for the sake of argument for this discussion.
Okay.
4th, you got the Falcons. Could they draft a quarterback? They've got Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's still a guy more than capable of getting them back to the playoffs. Or do they get him some help? Some people think it's going to be Kyle Pitts, the tight end that they take, that they'll look for additional offensive weapons, younger offensive weapons to help Ryan now and help whoever the heir apparent is
right
down the road, whoever that might be.
Do they have a new coach or do they,
yeah,
are
it's
they
Arthur
going
Smith.
With another year?
It's Arthur Smith.
Oh, that's right.
The former
they didn't give
Titans
Morris,
offensive
yeah.
coordinator. No. So Bengals are at 5. They've got Joe Burrow. They're not going to draft a quarterback.
But if I
some people think Penei Sewell from Oregon.
Seen a lot of Ja'Marr Chase.
That's a possibility as well. Some people think the Dolphins will take Ja'Marr Chase at number six, the LSU wide receiver.
Is it just me, or does it seem like there's a lot of, hey, we're going to pair up this guy with his college quarterback?
There's
like
a lot of that.
Devontae Smith to the Dolphins, Jamar Chase to the Bengals. It's like, is that really going to work? Is that how you want to build your, hey, let's get all of his college teammates? I mean, for LSU and Alabama, it probably is not a bad theory to go with, but you know, it's not like the Niners are going to draft all sorts of NDSU guys because they picked up Trey Lance.
Right. It's some at seven think that Jaylen Waddle from Alabama will go to the Lions. Now that the Panthers have their quarterback, Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle, could be who they bring in to help protect Sam Darnold. And it leaves some people thinking the Broncos might take Justin Fields, that Fields might fall all the way to number nine. And some of this is coming from the Dan Orlovsky criticism on Pat McAfee's show about Justin Fields. I like what Ryan Day had to say, Buckeyes coach, about Fields. He's like, look, the whole idea that he doesn't have a very good work ethic to him is ridiculous. Because remember, Justin Fields was one of the players that was front and center of, hey, we want to play this year.
He was the guy in the Big Ten. And I like Ryan Day standing up for him. I did throw on the brakes a little bit when he started calling out guys for, you know, opting out in defense of Justin Fields. That's a little...
That's not good.
That's a little, again, like Major League Baseball. It's murky waters to start wading into where these guys that are opting out, he wanted to play. Well, that's two different things. That's work ethic, and he's the one that wanted to play football. These are now two different things. I do like his defense, and I kind of agree with Kirk Herbstreit that Dan Orlovsky's criticism, while not necessarily from Dan, it's just, this is what I'm hearing people say, was a little reckless.
And Orlovsky's now kind of
walked it back
saying, wait a minute, I probably should have been, I should have provided more detail of who I talked to and why they're saying this about him, questions about his work ethic. And he's backed off those statements quite a bit. Because, I mean, you had, like you said, you had the ESPN, you know, crime on, you know, announcer crime there with, you know, with obviously Herbie getting all over Dan Orlovsky for saying what he said.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Day saying, look, that's not true. That's not how Justin Fields was for us as our quarterback. He was never the last guy to arrive and the first guy to leave the building in preparation for the season.
Just watch the Clemson game from this past year to tell me Justin Fields' work ethic and toughness.
Exactly. I mean,
look at how he finished that game.
Yeah, the beating that he took in the college football playoffs.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
My team or not, that's all I need to know about his toughness.
Absolutely. So, now that Sam Darnold is in Carolina, you know, it looks less likely that the Panthers are going to draft a quarterback. Still could happen, probably not. But then there's the case of Teddy Bridgewater, who's still there, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, Teddy Bridgewater still floating around.
According to Pro Football Talk today, that Teddy Bridgewater has been given the go-ahead from general manager Scott Fitterer to go make his own deal. Go find a trade. Do you remember who was in the front office in Minnesota when he was there?
It would be one George Payton.
One George Payton. And remember, Teddy Bridgewater, 2016, got off to a really good start until he had the fluky knee injury.
Yeah.
Remember, he's also the quarterback that won five games for the Saints when Drew Brees was out. And his numbers, while they were not mind-blowing at Carolina this last season, were certainly not horrible. So there's a feeling from many experts like Ian Rappaport from NFL Media that there's a chance that you could see the Broncos maybe trying to work a deal with the Panthers to bring in Teddy Bridgewater. I could see that happening. Peyton seen him firsthand. He played a role in him getting drafted. Don't be surprised that maybe this is the direction they now go. And he's only 28. It's not like Teddy Bridgewater is a 35-year-old quarterback. Maybe this is where the answer comes from. Maybe this is the George Payton plan now. I think at nine, though, if Fields is there, I think they take Justin Fields. But has enough damage happened to his reputation right now for teams to maybe go, I'm a little gun-shy about him. I'm not sure I want Justin Fields as my quarterback. And maybe that benefits the Broncos.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel that it's unbelievably unfair if that's the case. If he falls just because of this work ethic criticism.
Which, I totally agree with you. I think it's... Look at the body of work that he put together at Ohio State. Look at the like I said, the beating that he took and still played a sensational football game.
Yeah.
In the playoffs. I don't think it's fair to Justin Fields. I think that's a lot of hearing, you know, a lot of hearsay from Dan Orlovsky that has now really hurt Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
All right. But I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, excuse me, he's hurt Justin Fields. But I don't be surprised that Teddy Bridgewater's name doesn't become fairly prominent over the next week or so in regard to the Broncos addressing their quarterback spot. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. Coming up in just a moment, we're also going to do 357 Reloaded Stadium Cinema. Do you want to do that right now real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go ahead and we'll play the game right now. Your chance to win today with 357 Reloaded Stadium Cinema.
Know your sports TV shows and movies? Let's play Stadium Cinema on the team.
All right, your chance to win a gift certificate to 357 Reloaded with Peachtree Shopping Center in Clifton.
All right, I want this movie.
Can he play with the kids?
Of course, go play with the kids. Please try not to step on the children.
Okay, all right.
I want that movie.
Okay, could you play one more time?
Yep.
Can he play with the kids?
Of course, go play with the kids. Please try not to step on the children.
Okay, all right.
Yep, please do not try to step on the children. Or please try to not step on the children.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I want that movie.
All right, first correct answer, you win that gift certificate to 357 Reloaded. Text in your answer right now. If you won the last 2 weeks, you're not eligible. 970-242-1340. All right, the CMU Career Fair is coming up, and I've got Kaylee joining me this morning. Good morning, Kaylee. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing fine today. And so... The career fair is coming up, a chance for people to go out and talk with employers, a chance to maybe find that full-time or part-time job that they're looking for. Give us some of the details about the Colorado Mesa Career Fair.
Yes, great question. So it is called the Grand Valley Career and Job Fair. It is this Thursday, April 8th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at the Mesa Mall. And it actually is a combined effort between CMU and the Mesa County Workforce Center. And so it's a great opportunity for people to find employment.
Right, because the county's had their own job fair before, CMU. I've actually been over there for a few of those over at the Maverick Center for that. So a chance to collaborate on this. Yes. And so how many employers are we looking at that will probably be at the job fair?
Yeah, great question. There's going to be about 57 employers that are actively hiring. We have 75 booths total that are other resources and partners as well.
So this is coming up at Mesa Mall, and it'll be this Thursday from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at Mesa Mall. Tips for people that are job seekers, obviously have a resume ready to go, right? That's a good place to start.
Yes, exactly. We always suggest also to do your research before you come. We have the list of employers on the Mesa County Workforce Center website. So definitely be looking at that list. Maybe look at the different job openings that they have. Apply for a job. Yes, definitely bring your resume, your portfolio, anything that really just shows that you're a great professional and that you're going to be a good hire for someone. Also dress to impress.
Absolutely. We got Kaylee with us. We're talking about the Grand Valley Job Fair, a partnership with Mesa County Workforce Center in Colorado Mesa. It is this Thursday at Mesa Mall from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock. And can you give us a sense of it? Because we're talking about all different kinds of companies looking for employees, from maybe the food service industry to energy. A lot of different folks will be out there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like you said, it is wide variety of employers. So anything from healthcare to hospitality, to construction, to energy. Yes, exactly.
So for information about some of the businesses that'll be out there, you said do a little advanced scouting, if you will, for the job fair. Where do they go to find all this information?
Yes, it is mcwfc.us, and then you'll just click on the events tab. And then when you find the Grand Valley Career and Job Fair, you'll click on it and it'll open up all the details, including a map of where the event will actually be and the list of employers, like I mentioned before.
All right. So once again, this Thursday, Mesa Mall for the Grand Valley Job Fair. Make sure you get out there from 10 until 2 o'clock. Kaylee, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right. 8:25. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the team, Colorado's sports leader.
Who do I listen to?
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader.
Whoever suggested that has got to be smoking crack and plenty of it.
Whoa.
The team.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, 828. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Still got time to get in for our GJ Golf Masters Contest. Your chance to win a Callaway Epic Driver from GJ Golf, located over there by Fisher's Liquor Barn. I think it's Fisher's Market. It's not Marketplace. I think it's Fisher Plaza, excuse me. Because they have the Marketplace, yeah, which is their food and
right
side of things for Fisher's. So GJ Golf under brand new ownership. And appreciate them supporting this, sponsoring this, the GJ Golf
Absolutely.
Masters yeah. Contest where
Welcome
you can win
aboard.
That. Yeah, that Callaway Epic Driver. And you have to pick your golfer to win the Masters.
Yeah.
Or once a name is selected, that is off the board. It's gone.
Poor Phil. Came in a little late this morning. And he's like, okay, so how do we do this? And so I gave him kind of the rundown. Gave me a name. Nope. Gave me a list of three names. Nope. Gave me four more. And I'm like, sorry.
No.
Keep them coming.
No. Sorry.
Yeah. We do have a winner for Stadium Cinema, though.
Okay. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and celebrate today.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the contest.
It's another winner on the Team Sports Network.
Who is our winner today?
Speaking of celebrating on his birthday, Evan correctly identifying blue chips.
Congratulations to Evan.
And
Nick
happy
Nolte,
birthday.
Shaq.
Yes, please do not step on the children.
Still one of my favorite basketball movies.
I love the... Would you be trying to get me into college if I couldn't play basketball? No.
No.
At least you're honest.
All right. So congratulations to Evan. Happy birthday, Evan, by
yeah,
the way.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday today. So you still have time to get your name in. But once again, if a name is taken, it's gone. And we're now, you're kind of scraping bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
When it comes to golfers left for the Masters.
If at this point, 90 minutes in, you're able to name a golfer without having to Google, you watch a lot of golf. Because we got 25 names off the board already, and some of these I think people are making up. Abraham Answer?
I've actually heard that name.
Nope.
But please send in, when you send in your text for your golfer, your first name, last name.
Yeah.
Even if you're a regular, just so we have it on record. So
bookkeeping, whatnot.
Yeah, you know. from a bookkeeping standpoint, please send that in along with the golfer you're picking. All right, so text or call us today. Also, our Qdoba question of the day today brought to you by Qdoba Mexican Grill. Today's Double Points Tuesday at Qdoba. And don't forget breakfast at Qdoba. Grand Junction locations in Montrose now for Qdoba.
And contact free even. You can do through the app, order, pay, the whole thing.
All right, so our Qdoba question of the day. I haven't seen the official announcement yet, have you?
I haven't seen anything official. I keep going to Twitter, too. But when you have John Heyman and Peter Gammons and all of these people referencing it, it's pretty much going
to happen. Deeply entrenched baseball insiders saying that Major League Baseball is going to give this year's All-Star Game to the Rockies and Coors Field, taking the game out of Atlanta, that you can feel pretty confident that that's probably the truth. But will you go to the All-Star game? Will you feel comfortable? We don't know how many people are going to be allowed in
right
at this point in time. That remains to be seen. But do you feel like, man, this is I didn't get to go to the one in 1998. Now this is a chance to go to the All-Star game. Say that I've been to a Major League Baseball All-Star game. Maybe it's a sports bucket list thing for you. You can text or call us 970-242-1340. Love to hear your thoughts on that today. More on the All-Star game. If you've not heard that, and I don't know what rock you've been under, but Major League Baseball making the decision to pull the All-Star game from Atlanta over their concerns about the recent voting law changes in the state of Georgia, and showing support for those that have not liked those changes that were approved by the state legislature in Georgia. That Rob Manfred, baseball commissioner, said, look, we're going to move the game someplace else. We're taking it out of Atlanta. And it looks like it's going to be Coors Field. That one source says MLB is expected to announce it this morning. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock said in a statement released to the Denver Post last night, we are excited about the possibility of hosting the All-Star game and awaiting MLB's decision. Governor Polis echo those sentiments. Governor Polis, a big baseball fan. He said, like so many Coloradoans, I'm excited and hopeful that Major League Baseball makes the best decision and formally chooses to play the 2021 All-Star Game in Denver. It would be good for baseball and good for Colorado. So let's talk about how it's good for Colorado. It's really good for those folks in the Lodo area.
Yes.
Those restaurant and bar owners, folks that work at Coors Field, in concessions, that are ushers, that it allows additional revenue opportunity that obviously a lot of that got lost with no fans in the 2020 baseball season. It's great for the folks in the Lodo area. I think it's great for baseball fans too. I'm with you though. We started to talk about this a little bit at the top of this hour. I wish they were getting it under different circumstances though.
Yeah.
Because it feels very asterisk-like.
It really does.
That you're getting it because Major League Baseball had a problem with Georgia, the state of Georgia, and the voting rights rule changes, that they had a problem with that. And that's the only reason that game will not be played there. And I'm not going to get into the whole thing of whether Major League Baseball is doing the right thing or the wrong thing about it. I'm not going to get into all that. But if you're Colorado, you hate to be the fallback position, right? Yeah. You hate to be Plan B.
You always hate to be the safety school, right? The safety park, you know? You never want no one else I really wanted to have take me to the prom. So I guess...
Yes, you're going to have to do...
I guess you get to now. Yeah, that's my reasoning behind it.
You want Denver to get the All-Star Game, the state to get the All-Star Game.
Because, you want them to earn it.
Because the Rockies organization put forth a solid bid for it, and the feeling for Major League Baseball was, yeah, they put the work in. They've got a great plan for it to be a fantastic event.
Right. We can't not give it to them.
Right. But this is more of a case of, well...
Hey, guys, you got a park open?
We have a problem with what's going on in Georgia with the voting situation, so we're going to move it someplace else. Colorado seems like a nice, safe place to do that, right?
Hey, you got an open date that day, right?
Yeah. And Colorado hasn't hosted it, obviously, since 1998. Is the biggest negative the fact that two things? Number one, you're getting it in a COVID year, where we don't know how many people will be allowed to attend. We're not sure what that looks like. And also, being the fallback position. Right now, the Rockies are allowing 42.6% of the usual capacity, which is 50,144. Could it be... We like to think it'll be better by then, right? Even with the recent surge and hospitalizations... Deaths mostly have gone up here a little bit. But we hope, though, things will be much better when July rolls around.
Right.
In terms of people being vaccinated, numbers going down, all those things. But there's still the possibility that 50,144, strong possibility, that that many folks will not be allowed into the ballpark to watch it.
And with a ballpark the size of Coors, that's a lot of empty seats.
Yes, it is.
They've taken away a lot from the last time. The third deck is now the party deck. That's a lot of green seats that are not going to have people in them.
Potentially. And so from that standpoint, will you be able to go to the game if you want to go to the game? That may be a challenge. And I just think for the most part, getting it as the, well...
Here you go, guys.
Here you guys go. We want to play the All-Star game this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Colorado, you seem to be not very controversial. We'll go ahead and give it to you guys. And you haven't had one in a long time anyway. I just think those are negatives about it. As a fan, I'm happy. The circumstances don't make me happy, though, of why Colorado's getting it.
Brag on it.
Yeah, you can't. It's like, well, they want to play the All-Star game someplace. Colorado seems like, okay, sure, why not? Why not you guys?
Right.
Well, let's go back to the 98 All-Star game, though. Because we were still in the very early stages of the Rockies as a franchise. Of course, mm-hmm. came around in 93.
Coors Field still had that new stadium smell.
It certainly did. There was still excitement in the air. And to get the chance to host the All-Star game was huge, considering we didn't know if we'd ever get a Major League Baseball franchise in the state. And so the dream of an All-Star game was that purely. It was a dream. And then it was finally going to become a reality. 1998, where you had Mike Hargrove, manager of your tribe back in the day, mm-hmm. was your AL manager. Jim Leland, who would eventually be hiding cigarettes in his hand in the Rockies dugout later on. The Florida Marlins manager was the National League manager. And you had the American League win at 13-8. They had 19 hits in that game, the American League did. Do you remember who performed the national anthem?
No.
Not bad. Faith Hill.
No, that's not bad. Yeah.
What performed the national anthem. And so, yeah, 12-year-old Elias Kurtz, he was given the honor of throwing out the ceremonial first pitch, the first non-celebrity to do so in an All-Star game. Okay, Rockies players. Can you name the Rockies players that that represented the Rocks on the All-Star team?
There were three, right? If I remember correctly.
I believe...
And Larry Walker.
Okay, Larry Walker was a starter.
You had Big Cat.
You had Big Cat, but he was no longer a Rocky.
Okay.
He was a Brave at that time.
Vinny Castilla.
Had Vinny as a bench guy.
And the third one... I immediately want to say Dante, but I don't think that's right.
Are you sure?
Dante, really?
Dante Bichette.
Wow, okay.
Walt Weiss.
I thought he might have been gone by then.
Was an All-Star starter for the Braves.
Ah, that's the other name I was going for because I remembered him being there, but I thought it was...
Your starters for the NL that day. Mike Piazza, behind the dish for the Mets. Mark McGwire at first from the Cards. Craig Biggio at second base in the Astros, Chipper Jones in the Braves at third, Walt Weiss in the Braves at shortstop, Barry Bonds from the Giants and Tony Gwynn from the Padres, and then Larry Walker. That was your outfield for the National League
team. As it turns out, the Braves in the 90s were pretty good.
They weren't bad, were they?
Yeah.
No Rockies pitchers. You mentioned just the three positional players. And then your American League starters were Pudge Rodriguez, Jim Thome, Roberto Alomar, Cal Ripken, Alex Rodriguez, Juan Gonzalez, Ken Griffey Jr., who won the Home Run Derby, and Kenny Lofton. So those were your all-star starters for the American League. And the Home Run Derby, Ken Griffey Jr. hit a total of 19 home runs to outslug Jim Thome by two. Vinny finished third. Vinny had 12 home runs.
You had a good day that day. I remember that.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. And look, I've got, thanks to my friend Rick Rozelle, I've got the All-Star Game mm-hmm. metal sign in the man cave downstairs.
Yeah, you got some cool stuff.
From the 98 All-Star Game. And I'm happy. I'm torn on this. I'm happy we're going to get the All-Star Game. At least that's what we're hearing.
Allegedly, yeah.
I just wish it was under different circumstances. I really, really do. All right. 8:42. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. We'll have Mav Day coming up next hour. The skipper Chris Hanks will join us. Mavericks, the number one team in the nation. Now in the D2 baseball poll, we'll talk with him coming up next hour. Also, Lauren Wedman from the CMU softball team and Brad Gamble from the CMU track and field team. That's coming up next hour on the program. All right, 8:42, we will take a break and we'll come back. And coming up next, we'll get into four down territory. That's on the way on the Jim Davis Show on the team, Colorado's sports leader.
They're a lot of fun.
Oh. The Jim Davis Show.
They're idiots.
Say what?
On Colorado's sports leader, the team.
All right, welcome back. Sonny's got a problem with us. love you guys, but your ability to take something cool and good for Colorado, the All-Star game, and turn it into a total negative downer first thing in the morning as well, a downer. Maybe get one of the gals back on the show. They're more positive and fun. Well, we only have one gal. That's Katie. I think, didn't we both say that I'm happy for Colorado. I'm happy for the people in Lodo. But I'm not going to sit here and act like that it's all rainbows right. and barbecue and free beer for everybody, and that there's not a
yeah. Well,
that there has a negative side to it.
Yeah. Did we make it less cool because we spelled cool with a C instead of a K? Also,
I just think you got to be Sonny. Got to be realistic about it. Yes, it's good. I'm happy we're getting it. I wish it was under different circumstances, right. though. Don't you?
And I don't know where Sonny's been, but for the last 6 years, I've been able to take anything neat and turn it into something sour. This is not just this morning.
I just look. Have we not said we're happy for the state? We're happy for yeah. the baseball fans of the state to get the All-Star game. But apparently
our level of happiness is insufficient to some.
But don't you wish, Sonny, it wasn't in a year where COVID impacts the number of people who can go to the game? The reason why Colorado's going to get the All-Star game? Don't you wish they just got it on their own merit? I mean, come on, man. Sonny, I appreciate your text, but come on.
And this would be a bad radio show if every morning you turned on at 7:01 and be like, yep, I agree with everything, and then went about your day. That would defeat the purpose of having the opinion-based show.
Yeah, I just...
We're going to disagree. It's going to happen.
That's the way it is. We're not going to paint everything with this through rose-colored glasses. I mean, or look at it through rose-colored glasses and paint this pretty picture every time. Because it's not always that clean and simple. And, hey, it's great for Colorado and there's no downside.
Right.
Well, there is some downside to it.
It's like that meme where everything's on fire around the deputy dog or whatever. And he's like, everything's fine. That's just because you feel it doesn't mean it is. And not everything is fine. Not everything has to absolutely all be... There are negative aspects of this. That is undeniable.
Don't you wish the Rockies got this on their own merit of the work they'd put in to bring an All-Star game back to Denver? Not that that they're plan B. That the fans in Atlanta aren't going to get to have the All-Star game, and I'm not going to get into the political ramifications and the reason why MLB is doing this. But there's more to it than just, yay for Colorado, and there's no downside.
Mm-hmm. There's a downside. The downside is more eyeballs on the Rockies and how this team is managed and owned. That's the downside.
It's a downside because you're potentially limited on the number of people who can go to the game because of COVID. Wouldn't you like to get this game in a non-controversial, non-COVID fashion? I know as a Rockies fan, I certainly would. Glad they're getting it. Wish it was under different circumstances.
Yep.
I think that's all we're trying to say.
But I'm happy. I'm Stepford Wives happy. I'm just happy because I'm happy.
I am. I'm happy. I'm glad that we're going to get it. I'm glad the state's going to get it.
The economic impact is going to be great.
And I think we've said that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Sonny, you don't feel like that we're being as happy about this as we should. I'm not unhappy about it. I'm glad. I just wish it was under different circumstances.
I'm a little bitter ball of hate. So I don't need to be happy.
All right.
We're into four down territory on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
If I'm happy, something's wrong.
Start out with first down. ESPN and NBA analyst Paul Pierce have decided, well, they've parted ways. That ESPN making the decision because Pierce posted a racy Instagram live video in which he was seen with maskless dancers at a card game. And so my thought about this. Okay, whatever their reasons are, if that's the reason why, obviously that is.
Okay.
I think Paul Pierce does a terrible job on that show. He says idiotic things.
He says dumb things. He's a hot take artist. And he's also the, hey, did you know I played? He can't let a sentence... Rachel Nichols will come on and say, hey, welcome to the jump. And Paul Pierce is trying to be like, hey, I played for the Celtics.
Remember me?
Remember me?
Remember me?
The wheelchair thing?
That was that guy.
I was actually fine. Yeah, he's that guy.
He'll land on his feet someplace. It is no big loss in my opinion.
My question is, and I know we're going to get in trouble for this. Is the problem the dancers or maskless dancers?
I know, that's...
that's the question.
That is the question.
No one is clearing that up for me.
I just think he doesn't do a particularly great job on that show, and that's the reason he should be gone.
They just found a reason. Like, oh, yeah, okay,
that seems like a good enough reason for us.
Give me more Perkins. Give me more Kendrick Perkins.
Second down. Gonzaga getting dominated by Baylor last night.
Yeah.
And I think, look, the Zags All-American, Corey Kispert, said it about as well as anybody could. This is it in a nutshell. Quote, they punched us in the mouth right from the get-go. That's exactly what happened last night. The Baylor Bears came out, got on the offensive glass, hit a ton of threes, played tremendous defense, and just dominated them.
Yeah.
They punched the Zags in the mouth. Zags kind of got up a little bit off the canvas, reeling. Mm-hmm. And they got it down to 10 before halftime, but that was it. That's all she wrote. He's right about that. They punched him in the mouth, and Baylor dominated the majority of that game.
And for me, it's a story we've seen before with Kentucky and a couple other teams that have done it, to where they have struggled so hard to retain that perfect record that they're just out of gas at the end. Gonzaga was out of gas last night.
Yeah.
They had no reserve, and Baylor had reserves because they lost early. They lost in their conference tournament, which Scott Drew said allowed them to refocus. And, you know, it worked. It worked for them in their favor last night.
Baylor can give UCLA some credit. UCLA helped make Baylor's job easier.
Absolutely.
By just, number one, Gonzaga kind of questioning themselves, right? A little bit, even though they won. Look how hard it was. Baylor just crushed Houston in the first semifinal. Zag struggled to beat UCLA, a team that was a first four team.
And then a big exhale, and they just couldn't get it back.
And a very emotional win, and they just could not recover from that. All right, third and fourth down.
Aaron Rodgers last night debuted as a guest host of Jeopardy. He says he wants to be able to do both, play football and guest host Jeopardy, and people are losing their mind. You got to pick one. Jeopardy, that's what, 45, 50 days
a year?
They said 46.
I read it. The number's 46 days they tape.
Isn't there plenty of time, you know, in the time where the Packers are drafting quarterbacks to where he can tape Jeopardy? Why are people all up in arms that he wants to do both?
It's not like Kyler Murray wanted to play baseball.
Right.
I mean,
he's not out there, you know, trying to leg out double plays or anything.
He's hosting a quiz show.
Yeah, he's standing there. Woodenly, but he's standing there. Sorry, Aaron. That was a little it was a little rough last night.
I know he said he felt like he nailed it. We'll see how he gets. Maybe he gets better. Yeah, yeah, it's a 2-week stint.
It's the first one.
Yeah, not fair.
I would be nervous as absolutely all you know what too. So anyway, I think he can do both.
But yeah, he could do both. Stop it. Stop going crazy, people.
Remember when we said as we transitioned to fourth down that the Mets' problem would be their bullpen? Well, as it turns out, the Mets' problem is their bullpen. Jacob DeGrom last night, 6 innings, 3 hits, struck out 7, no earned runs, gets a no decision.
This sounds like a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, Trevor May comes out, 3 runs, 2 earned in a third of an inning. His ERA is 54. Jacob DeGrom's is 0.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
The Mets just Metsing all over Jacob DeGrom's again last night.
Way to go. It's nice you have Frankie Lindor. It's
I
great.
Know Frankie Lindor's good, but do we need to check in every at-bat with Frankie Lindor? It's not like Bonds chasing the home run record. He plays for the Mets.
Got
I
traded
love Frankie
there.
Lindor.
It's great. I move with you. It's great. It's fine, but yeah, he's not chasing some
We're
record.
We're step away from Indians Royals for Frankie Lindor. He's 0 for 1. Why? Why?
All right, 8:55. Mav Day coming up next hour. Join us for that right here on the team.